February 26, 1900, the divine will is the beatitude of all. After going through several days of privation, at most, he would come sometimes like a shadow, and would run away. I felt such pain that I consumed myself with tears. Having compassion for my sorrow, blessed Jesus came, and he looked and looked at me again. Then he said to me, "My daughter, do not fear, for I do not leave you. However, when you are without my presence, I do not want you to lose heart, but rather, from today on, when you are deprived of me, I want you to take my will and to delight in it, loving me and glorifying me in my will, and holding my will as if it were my very person. By doing so, you will keep me in your very hands." What forms the beatitude of paradise? Certainly my divinity. Now, what would form the beatitude of my dear ones on earth? With certainty, my will. My will can never escape you. You will always have it in your possession, and if you remain in the circle of my will, there you will experience the joys most ineffable and the pleasures most pure. By never going out of the circle of my will, the soul becomes noble, divinized, and all of her operations reverberate in the center of the divine sun, just as the sun's rays reverberate on the surface of the earth. Not one of them goes out of their center, which is God. The soul who does my will is alone the noble queen who nourishes herself from my breath, because she takes her food and her drinks from no place but my will, and by nourishing herself from my will all holy, a most pure blood will flow in her veins, and her breath will spread a fragrant perfume, which will cheer the whole of me, because it is produced by my very breath. Therefore, I want nothing else from you but that you form your beatitude in the circle of my will, without ever going out of it, not even for a brief instant. While he was saying this, I felt an alarm and a fear in my interior, that the speaking of Jesus might indicate that he was not going to come, and that I was to find peace in his will. O God, what a mortal pain! What grips in my heart! But Jesus, always benign, added, "How can I leave you since you are victim? When you cease to be victim, only then will I not come. But as long as you are victim, I will always feel drawn to come." So it seems I have remained at peace, but I feel as though surrounded by the adorable will of God, in such a way that I find no opening through which to go out. I hope he will always keep me in this circle that connects me completely in God.